702. News and current affairs.
9:15, and Dr. Joash Majeto is my guest lecturer from the Department of Transport at UJ. Dr. Majeto, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Aldo, for having me this evening.
So we saw that there was a meeting with a particular group of ministers and members of the trucking industry. What happened there? What was the meeting about, to achieve what?
Yeah, generally the meeting here was about to try and resolve the issues that are in the trucking industry, and the point issues are the employment of foreign drivers within South Africa. And the real issue is that some of these drivers are illegal in the country. In other words, they do not have proper documentation or work permits to allow them be working in South Africa.
And we've seen that this is something that has been developing, that has been coming on for the last, 3-4 years. Are we seeing a greater radicalization of drivers in that industry? And why has government not done anything about it until now that we're hearing, and, you know, that we're hearing that some sort of task team has been put together?
Yeah, I think the real issue is around unemployment. Remember, when the cake is shrinking, everyone tries to claim what they feel is there.
Yeah.
So the real thing is that there is unemployment in the country, and those who are in the sector that is now the trucking sector and who do not have employment, they'll feel that maybe they do not have employment because so-and-so has taken their spot. And maybe now that is why the government must come in and tell them or show them clearly that maybe it's not like the foreign drivers are the ones who are taking over your jobs. It's like there are no jobs available for all of us in this particular industry. But of course, after what the government said, there are a few cases here and there whereby the truck operators have employed foreign nationals who do not have proper documentation. Now it is the government to enforce the law and make sure that all the players in the industry follow the laws of the land.
Would the truck drivers then not have a point if indeed there is evidence of people being employed outside of the dictates of the law by those who run trucking companies? If there is evidence of people who are being employed without the proper documentation to be in South Africa and to be employed in that sector, should we be looking at the truck driving fraternity with side eyes?
Not really, because the whole thing is, whenever this happens, it affects so many people, some who do not even know whether that problem exists. So that is why the truck drivers or this particular employees in this sector should not lose hope on the government to resolve their issues. And that is why now government needs to come out proactively to instill that hope, that confidence that they can be able to resolve the issues in this particular sector. Now, the moment the government does not show proactiveness in resolving the issues, then the people or the operators in this particular sector, including the drivers, they lose hope and confidence in the government resolving this particular issue.
The way that this conversation has been had over the last few days, particularly with the most recent blockade, was with a lot of anger, particularly from motorists who were trying to travel down to Durban talking about the fact that this particular pass, I think it's Van Rienen's pass, is very strategic, and people are very clever in choosing that part of the road to close, because really it shuts the whole artery down, right? Causing all sorts of congestions in the traffic. But also, I'm told that it cost the economy 300 million rands per day every time something like that happens. Are there expectations of consequence management in this particular situation? Because there are those that are arguing that instead of arresting the saboteurs, government has now sat down with them in a meeting. Or is there really a recognition by government that there is something to be said for what the truck drivers are protesting for, and that's why they've sat down? In which case, it appears that there is no appetite for a long-term solution for this situation if all of the same kind of protests are anything to go by that have been happening for a couple of years now.
Yeah, it is true that what was expected is that government should come out and maybe arrest the people who are responsible for this. And then putting the facts clear, and as you said clearly, is that these kind of blockages, they really affect businesses, because what they do is they create a disruption of supply chain. And you can think of goods moving from the farm to the market, manufactured goods moving to areas of demand. You can talk of deliveries to retail stores. You can talk of international goods on transit to the port, or maybe from the port to neighboring countries. All these are affected by this blockages. Now, what is required, or what could be required, is that government should move beyond the conversation and implement or enforce the law. Because when you look at the law, almost everything is catered for in the law. So what is required actually is the implementation or enforcement of the law.
I'm interested in those aspects of the law that need to be implemented, Dr. Majeto, because I think I agree with you that the law has everything that's required in order for us to have a better conversation here. Because I don't think it's fair to simply dismiss the calls and protests of truck drivers who are saying, look, I'm in this country. I'm a citizen of this country. I can drive. I have the qualifications. But I see somebody else driving the truck that I could be driving, and a salary that I could be earning. And of course, that has no benefit of data, of scientific research and all of that kind of thing. It is an emotional response to an observed reality, right? That might not be fully informed by data. But maybe we can understand why government hasn't reacted in a more legalistic way to arrest people, and rather to sit down. What have they decided they're going to do? By the way, I am interested in some of those legal matters that should be implemented from your perspective about this particular issue.
Yeah, well, among the issues that the government has raised, and what they did, they came up with an 11-point action plan. And this plan of action is generally around looking at the compliance, that is permit, work permit or visa compliance, recognition of foreign driving licenses, compliance with the labor laws. But when you look at all these, they're already contained in other pockets of the law. And what is lacking is just enforcement of these laws. I mean, it's not like there is a there is a weakness of the law or anything, but rather
an enforcement.
Of the law is what is missing.
What aspect of that of the law, Dr. Manjeto?
If you talk of maybe the labor laws,
yeah.
They are very clear who should work within the country and what permits they should have for them to work. It's very clear under the labor laws. When it comes to issues of maybe cross-border truck or movement of freight across the borders, there are very clear laws about that. When it comes to registration of operators to run a trucking company within the country, the laws are very clear. The National Trust Act is very clear about that. So, to me, it's the whole issue is about enforcement of the law.
Yeah. So, you would agree with me if I interpreted what you're saying, that the tensions that we're seeing, the disturbance of the economy that we're seeing, is directly related to our government not enforcing the laws, the labor laws in that particular sector of this country?
Technically, that is it. But again, you can look at it from another perspective, that maybe the people who are protesting, have they sought all the other available channels and they failed? Because when they get to the point where they're blocking the road, I mean, it's very difficult to know exactly whether all the channels have been exhausted. So, I think the whole thing is that is why government came up with this particular 11-point plan to try and accommodate them. But when you look at it, the whole issue is actually unemployment. The whole issue is unemployment and the drivers lacking confidence, or the association of drivers, of truck drivers, lacking confidence that government will sort out the unemployment issue.
In broad terms, what does this 11-point solution offer?
When you look at it clearly, the 11-point solution, it's generally talking about what is already in the law. When you look at it, it's already what is in the law. So maybe what can come up is the most disciplinary, or rather the having all the other arms of government coming together to do the law enforcement, and also maybe the monitoring and evaluation that they'll be doing after a certain period of time to check whether the law is being enforced as expected. But in real terms, is that it doesn't sort out the unemployment issue in this particular sector.
Sure. Ultimately, it appears from certain viewpoints that this is nothing more than a placation of the workers in the truck driving industry. Do you, from your point of view, from an expert's point of view, think that the efforts that have been made with this ministerial task team, that we are going to have any solutions that are going to provide us with some stability going forward? Or are we to expect more protests of that nature, of the blockading of main roads in the near future?
In my own view, I don't see these points going to reduce the protest completely, because the question is, let's say there was a driver who was protesting by the roadside. If as long as they have not got the employment, as long as they are not driving any truck, they'll go back to protest. And so the whole thing is, I think government maybe should come up and maybe have a pool of these drivers, know how many are employed, how many are unemployed, how many maybe have infringements from the law, and all those, so that sometimes maybe whenever we do not have proper data, it's very difficult for us to say that we are providing a solution. Maybe if we had a pool of where all the drivers who are unemployed is, then it would be very easy to tell operators, whenever you're employing, employ from this particular pool. These drivers are well trained. And from this pool, maybe we have 5,000 drivers who are unemployed. And that is what we are working on to make sure that they are driving or they are employed somewhere.
Do you think,
without that, it's difficult to say that these points are going to sort out the problem.
Do you think the truck drivers are unreasonable?
No, they're not unreasonable because, when a person is hungry, doesn't have food, I mean, they don't reason. What they want is food. they're unemployed, and as long as they're unemployed, the only solution is employment.
Well, I suppose generally that is true, but I'm talking about the aspect that says, I am South African, this is South Africa. I should be preferred in my country for a job, especially when there is no jobs. But I can see that there are people who are not South African who hold those jobs. Do you find that to be unreasonable?
Yeah, to some extent it might be unreasonable because, remember, if you talk of the N3, is a kind of an international corridor. So you have companies that are manufacturing goods in South Africa, and their whole the thing is about them exporting those goods to neighboring countries. So they may have foreign drivers, but drivers from neighboring countries who are coming to take goods to their countries. You could also have some international goods that are maybe being transported to the port of Durban, because this is generally an international corridor. So as much as it is in South Africa, South Africa is also linked to other supply chains across the region. So it might be very unreasonable to think of it from that perspective. Rather, the government should offer proper guidance on who should work and who should not work within South Africa.
But wouldn't it be understandable, in other words, traceable as to which trucks are not South African, that are doing business in South Africa, that are bringing goods to South Africa from other countries? Would it not be traceable or immediately perceivable that this is a foreign driver driving a foreign truck, bringing in goods into South Africa or taking goods out of South Africa for that purpose? Is the conversation so convoluted that it appears that South African truck drivers don't know the difference?
They may know the difference, but it might be not as easy as that, especially in a protest situation. So if it was in maybe a dialogue situation, then that can come out very clearly. But in a protest situation, it would be very difficult to get to the point where you're doing that classification. So, and that is also a problem because, a protest is not a conversation. It's not where people sit down and talk. This is where perception are everything.
Yeah.
So, if you're perceived not to be of a particular class, then you are on the wrong in a protest situation. So I think that is why the only true arbiter will be the government.
Dr. Joash Majeto, thank you so much for your insights. Really, really appreciated. Dr. Joash Majeto is lecturer from the Department of Transport at the University of Johannesburg. Let's